All right. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jade.
I'm Jade and the Day Home Team with Real Estate Teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Special guest, Todd Hilton. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Tom.
I'm doing well. Not going to hold it against you. You are here. You're associated with Jade. What is that connection?
Well, that connection is I own a title company with a couple other partners, and I've met Jay through that industry, and we do a lot of settlement work and title work for him.
What's the name of your company? Where are you located?
Excalibur Title and Escrow, downtown Frederick.
Right here, hometown company? So Jay's located hometown, you're right downtown. What's your connection with Jay? You guys work when you exchange titles or something?
When we have buyers that are purchasing properties, you need a title company. When we have some of your listeners that call in that are handling estates, we have to contact the title company to have them verify who can sell the home. Is there any other heirs that are out there verifying wills, things like that?
Every time a house is sold, you got to cross the T's and dot the I's on this issue?
Absolutely, every single time.
That can be complicated when it comes to a divorce, I can imagine.
It can be complicated in a lot of situations. You have no idea, but that's what we do.
It seems like it would just be a straight-up deal, okay? So, we're getting a divorce, we're going to sell this home, we're going to split it up, but you need to go to a title company.
That's correct.
Yeah, the funny thing is the public, they all think of real estate agents. They all know they need to have a loan officer. But what a lot of people don't understand is there's a third, or they know there's a home inspection, but a lot of people don't understand that a title company is needed. You can't close a transaction without having the title company in there, and they're an integral part. Their piece is huge, especially with some of the stuff that's changed with government regulations.
What's the difference between a deed and a title?
Okay. A title, and we referenced title, you may be talking about in a generality or general term. In Maryland, a deed is a document that defines the property, describes the property, and who owns the property.
There we go. Why do you need a title?
We need a title company. That's just a term that people use.
I see. And so it's come up before, and Jay and I have talked about it in the past. Somebody selling the old family property, the family farm. Siblings are spread all across the country. Is that what it means when you handle somebody's estate? Does that mean you handle the title? That's complicated.
Well, it is. It is complicated, and yes, oftentimes we're dealing with situations where there's multiple property owners, properties owned in a trust, properties that are being passed from one generation to the next. There's a will that needs to be enforced. Yeah. So there's a lot of situations.
Yeah, we've got one right now where one of our clients is purchasing a property, and there's never even been a properly recorded meets and bounds and a legal description. That's one that Excalibur's handling for us right now. Was an older home in multiple generations. And because it stayed in the family, it wasn't really that worried what the legal description was. And because of that, and it was a farm. It's a farm that we ended up bringing a buyer to. And, they're having to do surveying, and it's a lot more complicated than people realize. That's why you need to have a good title company who's in your, on your team that can get the job done. I mean, we talk about foreclosures, and Todd can talk about that a little bit too. There was a big snafu years ago, and foreclosures were happening, that things weren't being released properly, properties couldn't be conveyed over. It was just a total mess. And if you choose a title company that doesn't really know what they're doing, and a ton of them have went out of business. I mean, there's a lot of them that are gone that were here a couple of years ago because of not doing things properly. Todd can sort of attest and give some examples of why that's really important.
Well, it's very important, Jay. The most important thing when you're, acting as a title company, you're kind of representing buyers and sellers. People refer to us sometimes as a referee to the transaction. We're kind of the neutral party that makes sure the seller is selling what they think they're selling, free and clear of encumbrances that haven't been disclosed. The buyer is getting exactly what they think they're buying. Somebody has to verify that, confirm that. Also, we handle the money. We open an escrow account. So we handle all the monies. The lenders will send us the money prior to settlement. They'll wire it to us. Once the settlement occurs, after the lender gives us funding approval, then we disperse all the monies to everyone. And then once the settlement's completed, everybody's signed the documents and walked away, we still have more work to do. We still have to go record those documents at the courthouse to make sure they're on record the proper way. Then we have to make sure that the money's got to the lenders, and there's lien releases, and we have to follow up on that to make sure that any encumbrances in the way of liens or second mortgages were paid off, and they no longer exist, so they're free and clear. there's a lot of work that we have to do.
See, I always said that this is an eye-opener. I always thought Jay was the smartest guy in real estate. But it seems like Todd has all the answers that you have to have if you're going to buy and sell.
Now, Tom, I learned everything from Jay.
Well, what if Todd, sounds like you could be involved in a flashpoint sometimes when people have expectations and you have to be the guy to say, I'm sorry, you have no legal right to any of this property. You're just going to have to leave the building.
Well, every once in a while, something that extreme occurs. Most of the time, the worst news we deliver is there's going to be a little delay in solving a problem that we discover. But most of the time, we're able to solve them, but it takes a little bit of time. And people are, you know, discouraged sometimes, maybe a little disappointed. But we got to take the time that we need to do the job right. Because when you buy something, it's a big investment. Oftentimes, the biggest investment anyone makes in their life. You want to make sure that you're protected.
One of the biggest emotional events you can go through buying and selling a home.
That's correct.
That's why I've been with this guy now for 7 years endorsing J-Day.
That's correct.
J-Day and the Day Home Team. And so do you need this guy on every transaction?
Every transaction. Even, like I said, you know, we're going to do some follow-up podcasts to sort of give a little more info. But as he mentioned, you know, you need to make sure there. Part of the job is the person who says they can sell the property, can they really sell it? So when we get these calls from your listeners of, my husband passed away, or we've had some recently where, I'll never forget, it was one of your listeners, her husband passed away, and it was her husband's parents' place, and they passed away, and she was the only person left. And she is the one who was responsible for handling the estate. And, you know, it was no blood relation. We had to, you know, she called us. And as we say all the time, we're not just going to run out there and force people to sign papers. Some people don't understand. We're like, well, we need to do a little bit of research before we can do anything, because we need to make sure no one else has rights to this property, that you're the only person who's required to sign off to sell it. And all of that, I mean, we've partnered up with Excalibur, and Todd and his staff have been awesome. They do an amazing job for us. They handle most of our business in Maryland. And like I said, even if they're not in the transaction, because on the listing side, we have no say in who the title company is, they still provide a service to us and help verify that the person that's hiring us to sell the property is able to legally sell it. And it might seem like, oh, that's sort of a nonsensical type thing. But over the years, with all the homes we've sold, we've had other agents that don't do their due diligence. They have someone sign off on a listing agreement and not realize that there's nieces or nephews or other people that have rights to that house, and what they thought they had was a home under contract. There's other people that didn't sign off on it, and they can't legally sell it.
Man, that is complicated. That is scary. What about, we only have a few more minutes. What about, can a title ever fall through everybody's hands where the one generation's gone, the next generation didn't pay attention, this was never passed down the title. Suddenly there's an empty property, a family member thinks, well, this is in my family, but there's been nothing, there's no title on this house, there's nobody handling this estate.
I know of a couple situations, that's a unique one, but I know of a couple situations right here in Frederick County where a piece of property was considered, let's say, abandoned, as an appropriate word, where no one really claimed ownership of the property. Someone came along that owned the neighboring property, and because they couldn't determine who actually owned it, he just submitted a quiet deed and became the owner of the property that had been abandoned. Somebody owned it previously.
Wow, that's amazing.
But they couldn't figure out who.
That's why you need to call Jay if you have any questions. Is this pretty much across four states, all four states, or is this pretty much you have to have a title in all four states, correct?
You have to do this in any state, but every state has different rules and regulations as to how things are done. I only do business in the state of Maryland. It's my home state, born and raised here, and I'm not going anywhere. I love Maryland, and this is my place.
This
is what we specialize in.
Played football at TJ.
Yes.
And you played football on their last historic football team, right?
1982, state champion.
The one and only state champion, hometown boy, Excalibur Title and Escrow with Jay Day of Jay Day and the Day Home Team. Thank you so much for coming in. Do we have a home of the week?
Well, let's do one last thing real quick for Todd. Even if people are looking to do a refinance, you still need a title company. Todd, if you want to give your company's information, website, phone number, so if anyone has any title questions outside of this, because you know, we may have people listening that already have an agent and we can't help them. So if you want to give some information about your company so they can reach out to you if they already have an agent and they're not reaching out to us.
Okay, sure. We'd appreciate the opportunity to audition for the job any day.
All these people who say it's time to refinance and get a second mortgage, is that what we're talking about here? You have to have a title? You have to have your title before you can do this?
Yeah, you have to have a title company handle that as well.
Okay. All right. So why do we need? Give me the number. Excalibur Title okay. Escrow right here in front
telephone of you. Number 301-607.
That's okay. Take your time. We will
301-620-1194.
One more time.
301-620-1194.
And if you're listening to this podcast, we can have all that information. We will have it up on our website. I'm Tom Whalen with Jay Day of Jay Day and the Day Home Team. We're here with Todd Hilton from Excalibur Title and Escrow. Now, Home of the Week.
Home of the Week. Another WFRE listener, and actually this person was referred, they're a listener, but we also sold their parents' home. 215 Highland Avenue in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Great house. Newer build on a third of an acre, listed in the low threes. Four bedrooms, two and a half baths. Check out the website. It's 2,700 plus square feet. Go to WFRE.com, J-Day's Real Estate Podcast, and see the photos and all the other information about this great home in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
Thanks for listening to our Real Estate Podcast. Tell your friends all about it.